I want to describe a process that I'll point to in guided meditation. And it's the process where we learn to give more and more of our attention to the experience of just breathing, of feeling our bodies, being at home inside the experience of breathing, feeling our bodies. That deepening experience develops a flow of mind state we call samadhi. It's collectedness, it's being absorbed in the body, absorbed in breath. And then in the middle of that absorption, or right in the flow of that absorption, where the predominant experience is ease, relaxation, presence, non-distraction. Doesn't have to be phenomenal. It actually feels kind of ordinary, but it just feels, yeah, I'm collected here. I'm not radically distracted or cloudy or sleepy. In the flow of that intimacy with the breath and the flow of that intimacy with the body, you intentionally begin to notice in the taste, in the experience, that every moment is freshly accessed. That you're not tasting yesterday's experiences microwaved and heated up and served today. You are tasting fresh experiences every moment of your life. And that turn in the middle of that intimacy, which is comforting, it's familiar, it feels like reliable. And I guess because it feels familiar, we feel like it's not a changing experience, because it starts to feel so comfortable and we keep feeling like we return to it. It's right in that flow with the breath or with the body that you bring forward a special appreciation that every moment is a fresh experience and that no experience stays. So you freshly hear a bird call, and then the bird call is gone. And then you hear another one, and it's gone. So it's in the stable flow of intimacy that you have the deepest direct experience of impermanence. The body and the breath are constantly dynamic. And so in one way, they're reliable, because you always have a body, you always have a breath. You can take refuge on that. And then you begin to appreciate each breath is a new breath, and no breath stays. You don't inhale and keep that breath. You inhale and exhale. Your heart pumps and you feel heartbeat, but no heartbeat stays. And so it's actually in that same channel of deepening stability and ease that you draw out the flavor, the taste in the changing, fresh nature of everything. And that begins a different kind of meditation. So I don't mean to make it complicated, but I want to point it out because we're about to experience that, and we're going to talk about it later on when we talk about this discourse. It's sort of like if I gave you a brownie, you said, that's a really good brownie, can I have another? I was like, yeah, I have millions of these brownies. You're like, great, just give them to me one by one. Great. So you're taking refuge in the fact that there are brownies. And it's like, if you notice, each brownie actually is a little bit different. And even though it's like the other one, you actually aren't going back in time to eat an old brownie. You're actually eating a fresh brownie. So it's both reliable and ever-changing. And you can go back and forth. It's like, God, Temple has so many brownies. That's awesome. So reliable. And each one is a little different. So there's all this novelty. But there's not so much novelty that I can't find refuge in the fact that there are all these brownies. Wow, I can actually rock back and forth, appreciating each fresh taste and the fact that they're so reliable. So, in an oversimplified way, that's where we bring the Reese's peanut butter cup of chocolate and peanut butter together. All this Samatha practice is the very place that you meet the Vipassana practice. It begins by appreciating freshness. So, with that little bit said, let's come into a posture that allows our bodies to be at ease. And see if you can put aside all those complicated concepts I just pointed to. We can access them later. What we want to recover after lunch is that we can rest our bodies, and our bodies are grateful for the rest. We can breathe in, breathe out, and take our minds from simple lunch to something even simpler, which is just breathing. And first, we see if we can reconnect to the ease. Simple, restful ease. And depending on conditions, it takes a little bit of time. Mind to calm down. For us to re-experience our bodies, our breath. See if we can be content with one simple breath at a time. And surrender into that gently and patiently. And we're teaching ourselves that there is a baseline contentment just listening to sounds, to feeling body sensations, and to breathing. And it's preferable to the very active, hopping, scattering mind. When this mind can rest in simple hearing, simple breathing, simple body awareness, each moment can be enough. And it is reliable. The breath is reliable, the body is reliable. The nature of sounds coming and going. It's a refuge. And then, right in the stream of taking refuge in these very simple experiences, we can notice each moment is a fresh experience. We have never been exactly here before. Every sound is freshly coming into our ears. All of our body sensations are from sensations arising in this moment. Even if they're similar to what was here yesterday, these body sensations are freshly arising in the stream of now. Everything you feel when you breathe is right in the moment you feel it. And so, right in the stream of where we were taking refuge, we can heighten our mindfulness on the experience of impermanence. The delightful side of impermanence is all of this freshness. Fresh sounds, fresh thoughts, fresh body sensations, a new breath. You might notice when explored in a certain way, it actually brightens your mind. In this same place we were taking refuge, there's now this sweet, compelling mystery. What will arise? What is arising? Wow, have I ever really stopped and listened like this to my body, to these sounds? How deep is my breathing? Or shallow? How long is my breath? You could softly repeat the word fresh or the phrase freshly arising to gently prompt this to be at the forefront of your mindfulness. And then there's the other side, which is that nothing arises in order to stay. The arising of sounds, thoughts, it brings so much. And yet nothing arises and ends up staying. You can't keep any of it. You can't keep the bird call. You can't keep a breath. You can't keep the feeling of warmth, the feeling of your heartbeat. So, right in all of this freshness, is also all of this letting go. The more we taste the freshness of all this experience, the closer we are to seeing how much of it, in fact, all of it, disappears. Can you taste that? Can you experience that in the stream of your own heart, mind, and body? The arising and passing nature of all that we experience.